Think you have a rough travel story? Millions of Americans do this summer, but it's difficult to top, and I mean the word in all ways, the predicament of Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Sunny Williams. They're the astronauts who rocketed into space aboard the Boeing Starliner capsule on June 5th for what was supposed to be about a week in orbit on the International Space Station. As of today, they have been circling the Earth for 52 days. Just before liftoff, NASA unloaded luggage that contained some personal items, like their changes of clothing, because the space agency needed the space for a new pump to help recycle liquid waste into drinkable water. Think about that over your morning coffee. Sure, your spacesuit might look a little wrinkled in a week, but who's going to see you? E.T.? Besides, you'll be back home soon. Oh, wait. Boeing Starliner has had helium leaks and thruster failures during its inaugural trip to the ISS. The battery aboard the craft is rated to last 90 days. Time is running short for engineers to diagnose the problem and repair the Starliner if the astronauts are to ride it home. To be clear, astronauts Williams and Wilmore are not stranded. They are in residence aboard the ISS with other astronauts and cosmonauts. If the Starliner can't return to Earth, the astronauts may have to come back in a SpaceX Dragon capsule, which would be another embarrassment for Boeing. Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore can probably handle the change in plans. Both are military and spaceflight veterans. Sunny Williams has been on 7 spacewalks. But it's tempting this weekend to imagine a sitcom in space that studios might now be planning, like, say, Nine's Company. Two astronauts can't get home when their spacecraft blows a gasket and they have to bunk aboard the International Space Station. But wait, who has the Hello Kitty toothbrush? Or the Netflix rom-com Lost and Found in Space. Two astronauts are cooped up together on the ISS. Jordan is neat and methodical. Drew, scattered and impulsive. Jordan listens to Mozart. Drew likes Nicki Minaj. Jordan reads Joyce and Proust. Drew watches ramen recipes on TikTok. But as they circle the Earth 3,000 times, their eyes meet across the module. They see each other float in the starlight.